This is Today in History, August the 23rd. On this day in 1973, a bank robbery turned hostage-taking begins in Stockholm, Sweden. The four hostages end up empathizing with their captors, a psychological condition now referred to as the Stockholm Syndrome. On this day in 1902, pioneering cookbook author Fanny Farmer, who changed the way Americans prepare food by advocating the use of standardized measurements and recipes, opens Miss Farmer's Cooking School in Boston. In addition to teaching women about cooking, Farmer later educated medical professionals about the importance of having proper nutrition for the sick. On this day in 1970, Lou Reed plays his last show with the Velvet Underground. The most famous and widely quoted observation about the rock pioneers, the Velvet Underground, is generally credited to guitarist Brian Eno.
I'm waiting for my man.
Who supposedly said that while only a handful of people bought their albums in their original release, every one of those people was inspired to go out and start their own band. And on this day in 1989, Pete Rose gets banned from baseball.
A man who says baseball is his life may have to spend the rest of his life as an outsider in the sport. Baseball legend Pete Rose has been banned from the game by Commissioner Bart Giamatti.
I think Pete knew the rules, and he broke them. That's his tough luck.
I just feel that he shouldn't have violated all the rules. And since he did, he should be banished.
You know, my comment now is what's going to happen in 5 years when this penalty is erased. Will he still make the Hall of Fame or not?
As punishment for betting on baseball, Cincinnati Reds manager Pete Rose accepts a settlement that includes a lifetime ban from the game. A heated debate continues to rage as to whether Rose, a former player who remains the game's all-time hits leader, should be given a second chance. Although gambling on a sport you play or coach is now considered unacceptable in nearly all levels of sports, it was relatively common among those connected with baseball in the early 20th century. Some of baseball's most talented and well-known players, such as Turkey Mike Donlin and Hal Chase, as well as manager John McGraw, who publicly won $400 when his New York Giants won the World Series in 1905, were often suspected of gambling on their own games. This all changed, however, after the White Sox purposely lost the World Series in 1919 for a payoff from gambler Arnold Rothstein. Heading down the tunnel for the last time, Pete Rose, banned from baseball, August the 23rd, 1989, on this day in history.